We have with us this morning the sixth grade students. Their names are Tiara Johnson, Tori Johnson, Drew Burdick, and Brianna Howard, and the teacher, Mrs. Porter. They are studying about the Civil War, and there's going to be a cannon going off on the 14th, which Mrs. Porter will tell you more about, and I'm going to turn it over to her so she can let you know the books they are studying about.
Thanks, Rose. The students and I have been reading a series of books written by local authors that have the setting of Smethport, and one of those books is Hayfoot Strawfoot, The Bucktail Recruits by Bill Robertson, and we are also going to be having a small encampment at school on Wednesday the 14th. The students will be involved in a variety of workshops, and we're also going to demonstrate how the cannon is fired. So be aware between 11:30 and 12:15, if you hear a loud noise by the school, don't be alarmed. It's just us demonstrating. So I have several of my students with me this morning, and they'd like to tell you a little bit about the book, Hayfoot Strawfoot. Okay, Brianna, do you want to tell us what you've learned about the Civil War?
The Civil War took place in the 1860s, and it had to do with the North and the South arguing over slavery and over their differences, and the southern half of the country wanted to break away and from the northern part, and that causing a secede. And then they had several different battles, and it was a very bloody war. And the book is called Hayfoot Strawfoot because when the uneducated bucktails didn't know left from right, so instead of saying left, right, left, they would say, "Hey, foot, straw foot," like that, and call out to march. So
the bucktail recruits knew the difference between hay and straw?
Yes, since most of them were farmers or planters, they all knew the difference between hay and straw because they were so familiar with that those different substances.
Thanks. And Drew, what do you think about the settings of the books we've been reading?
The settings are at Smethport. It's about the Bucktails traveling to Harrisburg for a Civil War. Turtle Rocks, mainly about Smethport.
All right, tell us about some of the books that you've read that have a setting in Smethport, and then tell us which is your favorite of those three.
I would say Turtle Rock because it has a lot of prejudice in it.
Several of the books that we've read, including two of the books that take place in Smethport, deal with the theme of prejudice. Tiara, would you like to address that concept?
Out of the three, we have read three books. Two of them are located in Smethport. The other book is called Number of the Stars by Lewis Lowry, and it is about the Nazis having prejudice towards the Jews. That was when Adolf Hitler and was influencing everyone to do bad things. And the other two books, Hayfoot Strawfoot, The Bucktail Recruits, and Sundance at Turtle Rock, they are located in Smethport, and there are local authors around here. Sundance at Turtle Rock is by Patricia Costa-Vaglucci. She is taught a biracial boy, and there is very much prejudice in this book because he goes to live with his grandparents, and his mother is black, and his father should have married a black woman. And in Hayfoot Strawfoot, Bucky, he is an Indian, and he joins the Civil War, and many people are, there's one man named Brewer, and he is very prejudiced against him because he thinks that when one Indian does something bad that it conflicts around other Indians. So that's mostly about all the prejudice in these books.
Tori, there was one part in particular that you took offense to in Hayfoot Strawfoot. Do you want to talk about that and what bothered you about that?
In the book Hayfoot Strawfoot, there was a section that said Emporium girls were more pretty than Smethport girls, and that offended me a little bit. In the book, I'll read you a little section of what it said. "By the way, them gals is watching us. You'd think we were genuine war heroes," chuckled Boone. "They's real purty, though, ain't they?" said Frank. "I'll say," gushed Jimmy. They sure beat the females back in Smithport, grinned Boone. That kind of offended me because I'm from Smithport, and I don't know if Emporium girls are prettier, but it just didn't really seem right to me. So one of the questions that I'm going to ask Mr. Robertson is why he wrote that and if he thought so. But that's why it offended me.
Do any of you have anything else you'd like to say about the book or about learning about the Civil War?
My name's Tiara Johnson, and I think that the book Hayfoot Strawfoot is a very well-written book, and I think that it gives you a very good education to read about it. If you didn't know anything about the Civil War, it will tell you how their speaking is from them. And I'm sure that Bill Robertson had to do a lot of research on this because he couldn't just say the words and the language from the 1800s, 1860s. I'm sure, unless he was from there, and highly doubt that, but so this book requires a lot of research, and I think that it's very nice to write this book that a lot of people enjoy, and it's taking his time, and everyone else loves to read it.
Okay, this is Brianna, and I'm going to tell you about the extra activities that we are doing with the Hayfoot Strawfoot books, and everyone is breaking up into groups, and then different groups are going to do different activities on our Civil War Day, and we're going to meet the author of Hayfoot Strawfoot, Bill Robertson, in Mrs. Porter's room. Then you're going to be learning some marching moves, and you in the army now, in the practice field. And then you're going to listen to a reenactor Confederate officer in Mrs. Nelson's room, and then we will report to the parade ground for a march, and then cannon demonstration. And we have extra activities in our class that we use for grades, and you can either make a diary of a Civil War character, either fictitious or a real person, and or you could interview a character, like I said, a fictitious person, or someone that is of your own, someone that's really real and that was in history, and you interview them and ask them questions, and then you receive a diary for that. And extra credit is if you dress up for the Civil War Day, then you receive 15 extra credit points. So that's pretty cool.
Are any of you planning to dress up?
I'm Tiara, and yes, I am. I'm doing a character on Clara Barton. She was a nurse during the Civil War. I'm doing a diary, and I'm going to dress up and probably read my diary out loud. And we also have to write letters with our diary to someone, or someone can be writing a letter to us. And I have a biography about the character, what her life was, and how she journeyed through it all. So I'm planning to dress up for Clara Barton.
I'm Tori Johnson, and I wanted to state that in the book, it must have been hard for the families and relatives of the soldiers that went to war, because if I was there, I'd probably cry my heart out, because it's really sad to not know if someone's not going to come back or not. And I just believe that it was a hard time for people in the Civil War. So I just wanted to state that out.
I think when you're from Smithport, it's more exciting when you're from the hometown. If you're reading about the book where you're from, it makes it more revealing to my heart, and it's more interesting for the listeners from the hometown. You'll know more about the people from the town, and know there's been a lot of differences from now to the 1860s from Smithport.
Okay, this is Brianna, and I was saying that I was going to dress up too, and my character for my diary is a black slave from South Carolina that comes, is also biracial, like in Sundance at Turtle Rock, and she comes up and she meets the Bucktails in my diary and escapes to freedom. So,
okay, we're going to ask Mrs. Porter, when is this cannon going off? And I guess this is part of the lesson that they're going to learn how hard that they had it during the war.
Well, the cannon will be fired sometime between 11:30 and 12:15, depending on the weather, which we should have decent weather on Wednesday. We can keep our fingers crossed about that. And I think the students really have begun to have an appreciation of the difficulties faced by the Bucktail soldiers and the other soldiers during the Civil War. I will say we also have one of the reenactors is a Confederate general, so they'll get the Confederate side of the issues as well of that conflict. The students have been very interested in reading all the books we've read that have a setting of Smethport, and as Drew was stating, it makes it much more interesting to them when they're familiar with the setting as they are when, of course, it's in their hometown. Bucktail recruits Hayfoot Strawfoot is one of a series of books that Bill Robinson wrote. I believe they're all for sale at the Historical Society. Hayfoot Strawfoot Bucktail Recruits is the first book in the series, and then it goes to the Bucktails Shenandoah March, the Bucktails Antietam Trails, the Battling Bucktails at Fredericksburg, the Bucktails Peril on the Peninsula, the Bucktails at Devil's Den, and the Bucktails Last Call. And Bill has written some other books of local interest as well. He has a book of ghost stories and legends. And I believe now he's beginning to write some things about the French and Indian War. He'll be talking to the kids about writing historical fiction on Wednesday, and we're all looking forward to that.
Again, thank you very much for coming.